This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian police confirm a military blogger was killed in a St. Petersburg cafe explosion on Sunday.
2 апреля 2023 года в 18:13 в полицию Василеостровского района.
A spokesman saying a well-known Russian military blogger was killed by a bomb blast in what appeared to be the second assassination on Russian soil of a figure closely associated with the war in Ukraine. Russia's State Investigative Committee said it had opened a murder investigation. State-owned RIA news agency said 25 people were wounded and 19 of them were being treated in hospital. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Sunday the military situation around the city of Bakhmut, besieged by Russian forces for months, was, quote, especially hot. He said, I thank our soldiers who are fighting near Bakhmut. Zelensky said in his nightly video address, adding, it's especially hot there today. Russian forces have for months been trying to encircle and capture Bakhmut, a town of 70,000 before the Russian invasion launched over a year ago. The U.S. State Department says Secretary of State Antony Blinken urged his Russian counterpart in a rare phone call between the diplomats since the Ukraine war to immediately release a Wall Street Journal reporter who was detained last week, as well as another imprisoned American, Paul Whelan. In the call with Russian Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov, Blinken conveyed, quote-unquote, grave concern over the Kremlin's detention of journalist Evan Gershkovich in espionage allegations, according to a State Department summary. Blinken called for his immediate release and sought the immediate release of Whelan. This is VOA News. Israel is set to create a National Guard force to be run by a right-wing minister known for anti-Arab rhetoric, AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government is giving preliminary approval for a new National Guard overseen by ultranationalist cabinet minister Itamar Ben-Gvir. Netanyahu agreed to move ahead on the force after postponing government plans to overhaul the judiciary as a way to keep Ben-Gvir from quitting his coalition. Critics say the new force is effectively a personal militia for Ben-Gvir, a former far-right activist with several convictions of incitement and support for a Jewish terror group. A committee of existing security agencies now have 90 days to decide the guard's authorities and whether it will be subordinate to police or take orders directly from the minister. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
The family of an Arab Israeli medical student shot dead by police at Jerusalem's Al-Aqsa Mosque compound rejected on Sunday claims by the force that he grabbed and fired an officer's gun. The 26-year-old medical student was killed late Friday, hours after worshippers marking the Muslim holy month of Ramadan held prayers at the sacred site. Israeli police said the 26-year-old, quote, managed to take the gun and fire two bullets before being shot dead by officers. Donald Trump is set to surrender Tuesday in New York on charges related to hush money payments and then return to Florida to hold a news conference at his Mar-a-Lago resort. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Trump flies to New York Monday, where security is tight, spends the night at Trump Tower. Tuesday, the former president goes to court for booking, arraignment, and the unsealing of his indictment.
Where we stand before the judge, we say not guilty. We set schedules to file motions and whatnot or discovery, and we move forward and get out of there.
That's his lawyer, Joe Tacopina, on ABC This Week with George Stephanopoulos. He wants the indictment before asking for dismissal, change of venue, or any other legal move. Julie Walker, New York.
Residents across a wide swath of the U.S. South and Midwest raced to assess the destruction Sunday wrecked by storms that dropped possibly dozens of tornadoes and killed at least 29 people in small towns and big cities. The storms tore a path through the capital city in the state of Arkansas and collapsed the roof of a packed concert venue in the state of Illinois near Chicago. People throughout the region were stunned by the scope of damage. Confirmed or suspected tornadoes struck 11 states and destroyed homes and businesses, splintered trees, and laid waste to neighborhoods. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.